Good morning, Gdansk.
Good morning, Gdansk. It is 11:05 and you are still here with the very dashing Evelina Potocka.
Chris Palman po drugiej stronie, czyli tak zwany James Bond. Dzień dobry. Witamy Was bardzo serdecznie. To jest audycja Good Morning Dice.
And what is going on at the moment? Well, it is sweltering in the rest of Europe, apart from Poland.
O, nie jest tak źle, już nie narzekaj, ale w Paryżu wczoraj 42,6 stopni Celsjusza. Wow.
It's amazing.
Wow, nieźle. Chyba już tam people are melting there probably.
Literally melting, yes. Even on the London Underground yesterday, it hit a record of almost 32 degrees on the Underground.
And the Underground is actually the thing.
You get some strange people on the Underground.
Wyobraźcie sobie, że w Wielkiej Brytanii absolutnie Brytyjczyków nie biorą jeńców, po prostu bez koszulki. Paradowanie po mieście to się okazuje być codziennością w Londynie, but I'm really a fan. Yeah, no właśnie, to jest czy jest dobre słowo. Mamy tutaj takiego pana, who's entering the Bakerloo line.
Yep.
So it's basically London.
Of course,
it's in London.
London City.
W samych majteczkach i to do tego majteczki są pink.
Yes, so he decided to obviously strip off down to his underpants.
Tak, więc na przykład nie musicie panie chodzić na takie występy chippendales, you have this here for free in London Metro.
Underpants and flip-flops, but one good thing to point out here, he's wearing flip-flops, but no socks. If this was Poland, there would be socks.
Fantastycznie stylowy, rzeczywiście punkty dla niego. Powiem szczerze, że facet... Jak to powiedzieć?
Lost for words.
Dał czadło, o tak.
But yeah, loads of photos here. Men basically just going topless, sitting on the train. How would this go down in Poland? Would this be okay in Poland?
Ja mam jeden jeszcze punkt, który chciałam ci powiedzieć. To są men. To
yeah.
są panowie. Panie jednak trzymają fasę.
Panie
się
women?
Bezceremonialnie nie rozbierają jednak w londyńskim metrze. To wszystko chodzi o panów.
I'm still waiting for the topless women. Where it is?
I assume you do.
But would this be okay actually in Poland to sit half naked on the train in Poland?
And this is the question for our listeners. Czy rozbieranie się w miejscach publicznych, gdzie jest gorąco, jest usprawiedliwione czy nie? 603060606 to jest Good Morning Dansk.
Into the disco scene.
Let's get through it. We almost did it.
Proszę bardzo, tego się nie spodziewaliśmy.
Basia, hello Evelina and Chris. Chris, I love how
Krzyś.
She, I know.
You
Krzyś,
are already
I'm a
nasz,
Krzyś now.
Jesteś naszym polskim
I'm
Krzysiem
Krzyś.
Już.
This is untasty, especially men 50 plus are without t-shirts. Really?
I've
seen
tak.
some sexy 50-year-olds.
O to właśnie chodzi, że panowie po 50-ce, 50-plus, też mogą być super przystojni, bardzo dobrze wyglądający, a mogą być panowie na przykład 25-latkowie z tym tak zwanym piwnym brzuszkiem
yes.
i co? I jajco True. Tak zwane.
And I think if you look for the Italian men 50-plus... Wow.
O, tak, tak.
Latino
tak.
lovers.
W ogóle tak, Latino to jest ten temat. Ale ktoś napisał jeszcze zdecydowanie nie, bo co się zobaczy, to się nie odzobaczy. Właśnie. I to jest bardzo dobry komentarz. I'm still thinking about this guy. W tych pancach naprawdę sobie nawet nie wyobrażacie. Zobaczyłam jedno zdjęcie na Daily Mail tego człowieka, który wszedł w samych majteczkach do metra i ja to widzę cały czas, mam to wydrukowane już w mojej głowie. I teraz patrzę na Chrisa and I imagine how he would look like, you know, entering the metro only in his pants.
It would be horrible. It would be absolutely horrible. But seriously, in Poland, like if I boarded a train, let's say, maybe not in my pants, let's say just with a top off. What would happen? Is this allowed or is this like technically would I be kicked off? Would I be told to put a shirt on?
It depends with whom you travel, I think.
Okay.
Some people would tell you like, please behave yourself.
Okay.
And some maybe would tolerate this.
Okay. The older ladies who are like, wow, this has made my day. I feel a little bit hot and flustered.
The older ladies. No proszę, opowiedz o tym więcej.
But yes, of course, Britain did see some record temperatures very recently. And I don't know, why are we not having it here in Poland? Seriously, we need to like unearth Poland, pick it up, move it a little bit to the west, and we can have some better temperatures, I think.
Dobrze, ja zawsze bardzo doceniam te twoje pomysły. Zapisuję sobie kolejny pomysł na listę. A jeszcze a propos, Ula napisała z Chmielna. O, proszę bardzo, jak tam w Chmielnie? Gorąco, kąpiecie się. Rozbieranie powinno być zależne od miejsca, w którym się znajdujemy, na przykład nad morzem, tak w kościele nie. O, otóż to. Trzeba być bardzo subtelnym i rozważnym w tym temacie, aby nikogo nie urazić. Nie urazić to nie. Zatem rozbierajmy się, ale z klasą. O, take off your clothes, but be classy at the same time.
Is well, you should wear like a pocket watch or something? How do you be classy at the same time?
Ula just says, like, of course, it depends on the situation. When you are by the sea, on the beach, of course, you can take off your clothes, but if you go to the church, you know, but there are people, you know, sometimes, czasami...
Do churches have air conditioning?
Sometimes, yeah, no, what I mean, like, są czasami, yeah. Oczywiście, gdy zwiedzacie największe metropolie światowe, zwiedzacie kościoły, when you go, you know, Madrid,
exactly.
Rome i tak dalej, chcecie wchodzić do kościoła i macie wcześniej wielką tabliczkę, please, like, be respectful
yeah. I think
dla
there
wiary
are places.
I wchodź po prostu ramiona okryte, też dłuższe spodnie.
Maybe
in Asia, for example, also you have this if you enter the świątynię.
Yeah, maybe we need another kind of authority, similar to like Strażmińska.
Strażmińska. Mm-hmm.
Similar to Strażmińska, only come out in summer. They can be volunteers, for example. They can stand, they can walk around the pavements. If they see anybody who is, let's say, unsightly, so with their top off and they believe their top should remain on, they should actually tell them or fine them, maybe 100 zloty. I think this would be a good idea. Yeah. We have like a Strażmińska fashion advisors.
So Straż fashion.
Straż fashion.
Straż fashion. Fashion Straż.
Wow.
Zbyt trudna zbitka słów. Musimy wymyślić
Fantastic
coś
idea.
Innego.
I think we should send this proposal
and I
to the government.
Ja już mam od razu tutaj pierwszego volunteera.
I would happily do this.
I imagine.
Every man is going to get a fine, every woman. Yeah, keep going,
o,
keep
właśnie,
going.
Nie o to chodzi, tak aby to była sprawiedliwość na tym świecie. No, nasi drodzy słuchacze, a my coś dzisiaj dla was mamy.
We do indeed, we do have a little competition. Two beautiful tickets to Los Lobos.
Tak jest.
Happening at Dolina Charlotte. I was there, yeah. Yesterday, absolutely amazing place. If you haven't been, need to go. My little promotional. But yeah, fantastic place. We have two tickets to this to give away today. How to win them, you'll find out soon.
Y arriba, y arriba.
Aj, arriva, arriva, portki sedre, Los Lobos, już 1 sierpnia w Dolinie Charlotte mamy dla Was podwójną wejściówkę na koncert tego amerykańskiego zespołu. No i cóż, pytanie do Was, zaraz się rozstrzygnie, jakie to pytanie. Wczoraj, czyli 25 lipca, dzień obchodziliśmy, wyjątkowy, dzień bezpiecznego kierowcy.
This is a topic. I think this is an endless topic.
Zgadzam się całkowicie. So, basically you, a man from the UK, człowiek, który lewostronny ruch preferuje. I tu zrobimy kropeczkę. So, the main sins, główne grzechy polskiego kierowcy, from your perspective.
Are you ready for a two-hour rant?
Yes, I know the subject.
Main things about Polish driving sins. Number one, mobile phones. You guys use them way too much. What is going on? Why does
this
everybody...
This is your number one?
It is one of my number ones, yes.
Okay.
There's going to be a few number ones, I think. But yeah, mobile phones. What is going on here? People, it's 2019. We all have hands free in our cars. Why do you still hold your phone to your ear? I don't get this.
Mm-hmm.
This is a new one for
mm-hmm.
me. Number two, obwodnica.
Oh,
yes.
Człowieniu. Robimy osobną audycję na ten temat.
I'm driving 120. Okay, let's say I'm driving speed limit 120 kilometers an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And you are...
Tu mi kaktus wyrasta teraz pod okiem.
You are half a meter behind me. Like, driving behind me by half a meter.
Tak. Man, you're so slow.
If I slam on my brakes, you are dead, pretty
tak
much.
Jest,
like,
tak
you
jest.
Are going into the back of me.
Mm-hmm.
What are you thinking? So many things. Obwodnica is one of the worst. And let's be honest, obwodnica is your motorway, yes? The Polish motorway, let's say. However, how many times during the week does this have traffic jams on it because there's accidents?
A few times a day.
I know people, they don't call this obwodnica, they call it death row.
Tak jest.
You know,
I to nie jest śmieszne, it's not funny anymore.
No, exactly. There's so many accidents on there, it's crazy. It really is crazy. I don't know, there are many, many sins. But of course, English people are not so fantastic either. English people, we have what is called the Sunday driver.
My też mamy niedzielnych kierowców, tak.
Yeah?
Tak.
I've never seen one of these.
We have the same. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Sunday driver is a person that likes to drive half the amount of the speed limit and just likes to doodle around like they have nowhere to be. Like, they have no rush in life. They have nothing better to do than just to hold people up.
My cousin once told me a story. There was a guy, maybe not a born driver, tak? Nie był urodzonym kierowcą.
To is that taki... what you call him, a born driver?
No, urodzony, nie był do końca urodzonym kierowcą. Zdarzają się przecież też takie osoby, ale takie osoby również mają prawo jazdy. No i jeśli tylko jeżdżą bezpiecznie, to przecież mogą korzystać również z samochodu i z dróg. No a zatem ktoś temu człowiekowi powiedział, somebody told him,
aha,
this man, that basically he should always drive on the, na trzecim biegu, on the third...
On the third...
Jak to powiesz?
No. Line? The length?
No.
Ah, jak masz... gear.
O,
third
właśnie,
gear.
O, okay. Właśnie, na trzecim biegu. I człowiek ten, na przykład driving obwodnica, driving
really?
Through the... Yeah, where you can...
Won't
like,
the engine blow up?
Always na trzecim biegu. I zawsze jeździ na tym trzecim biegu.
Wow.
Because it's the best, the safest one.
Can you imagine?
No matter the weather.
I know, but can you imagine his engine is like...
I can imagine, wow. But the third gear, yeah, that was the one.
Okay, strange. Very, very strange.
Of course, when we talk about the main sins of drivers, there are a lot. But I would put on the first place on my list, I would say not using the blinkers.
Ah, yes.
Brak użycia kierunkowskazów doprowadza mnie do szewskiej pasji and you can imagine myself behind the wheel. Normalnie, troszcząca się o to, by mówić polszczyzną na wysokim poziomie. W tym momencie niestety nerwy puszczają.
To be honest, I have to confess, I am sometimes one of these people.
Nawet mi nie mów, ponieważ nie wyjdziesz żywy z tego studia.
I know. I think we all just think that, okay, everybody around us should know what we're gonna do.
Okay, oczywiście. Yeah. Wszyscy czytają w twoich myślach. Brak, nieużywanie kierunkowskazów jest nagminne. Zdarza się ciągle wszędzie, zarówno przez panie, które kierują, jak i przez panów, przez starszych i młodszych, superfurkami i nie najlepszymi samochodami. Tragedia.
I have one question. One question which I need to know the answer of. In Poland, is it the law that you have to give way to the buses?
To the buses?
To the bus. Yeah, so when the bus pulls into the bus stop and you're coming up behind it and it indicates to pull out, generally Polish people slam on their brakes to let the bus go first. In England, no, we do not. You never let a bus go in front of you.
Why do you ask? You are a driver here in Poland. You already should know this.
I don't actually know, to be honest. Is this a law? Is this like something like we should do this? Is this just polite? Or is this part of your driving test that you're meant to let the bus go first?
For sure we'll have like, we will have. Będziemy mieli nowe prawo, to już jest w tej chwili chyba procedowane, about the korytarze życia. So okay. The corridor, life corridor, some
yep.
kind
of, yeah, yeah,
tak?
Yeah.
Jazda na zamek, so letting people when there is a road
in, to give way to
tak
them.
Jest, jazda yes. na zamek, tak się to nazywa w Polsce, więc te rzeczy na pewno będą już uregulowane, ponieważ również z tym są gigantyczne problemy.
Okay.
Ludzie, pytamy was dzisiaj, kochani słuchacze Radia Gdańsk i Good Morning Gdańsk, główne grzechy kierowców, nie muszą być tylko te polskie grzechy, not only Polish drivers are the
you
sinners.
You can talk about English ones as well, we're pretty bad.
Albo w Europie.
We Italian. Can
Oh, wow,
insane. Let us know on 603-060606, what are some driving sins that you have seen? It's coming up to 11:30 and here's the news headlines with Elizabeth Peck.
Radio Gdańsk English Service.
Radio Gdańsk English Service, RGEN News. The headlines this Friday, July 26, 2019. Morawiecki puts forward Krzysztof Szczerski for the position of EU Commissioner during his meeting with the European Commission President. Prime Minister Boris Johnson kicks off his time in office by cleaning house at the UK's ultimate decision-making body. Lechia Gdańsk scores a close victory against Copenhagen's Brøndby to advance in the Europa League qualifiers. Polish singer-songwriter Kasia Makowiecka of the band Simi to open the musical Summer Volume 4 at Stary Manej. 23rd International Gdańsk Shakespeare Festival opens tonight with Jak Wam się podoba, As You Like It, at Teatr Wzbrzeże. And Nocny Targ Night Market begins international cuisine to Ulice Elektryków in Gdańsk Shipyard. Full details and weather at 12:30.
Good morning, Gdańsk!
Because you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. I say you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need the money when you look like that, do you, honey? Big black boots, long brown hair. She's so sweet with her. I said, are you gonna be my girl? Well, it's 1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me. Because you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. I said, you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need the money with a face like that, do ya? Big black boots, long brown hair. She's so sweet with her. I said, are you gonna be my girl?
Say you are already a shish.
I am indeed.
Yeah.
I have seen this. Why am I a shish? People are calling me shish all of a sudden.
Shish.
Shish, it sounds like rish. You know that rice? Shish? Rish?
Rish.
Tak samo, nie?
Nie.
Okay.
Krzyś.
Shish? Krzyś.
Jeśli chodzi o listę grzeszników. Ooh, a long list
the
of sinners.
The taxes are flowing.
Ooh, Arthur, Polish drivers do not remember about gap between cars. That's my number one, to prawda.
Mm-hmm,
to
mm-hmm.
prawda. Siedzi ci
True.
Na zderzaku i...
Do you know what I want for this?
Nie odpuści.
I want like an LCD screen
tak.
in the back of my window
Też
so I can
chcę.
Write a message on it like... Rude message. I won't announce it.
To by było coś. Ariel nie ma obowiązku prawnego wpuszczania autobusów. To jest tylko nasza grzeczność. This is being polite. See? See?
But this makes me laugh because in some situations the Polish nationality are very polite.
Tak.
In other situations they're completely
That's
not.
That's true. To jest paradoks polskich kierowców. Są sytuacje, kiedy są naprawdę cudowni, przemili, bardzo uprzejmi. Są sytuacje, gdy potrafi ci stop your car, get out of the car and try, you know, potrafi ci po prostu obić samochód.
So I saw this yesterday actually when I was leaving Dolina Charlotte. The parking situation there. Any advice if you do go there, do not park next to the stage. This was the advice I got from Evelina and I completely ignored it. And trying to leave the concert area is a complete nightmare. But basically you have cars coming out of all different directions and you're fighting. So it's like a game of Tetris. You're fighting to try and get your car in the line first, but you're fighting against like three other cars who are also coming at different directions. But nobody is using their horn. Nobody is like bibbing or anything like this, which is surprising because generally people love to use their car horn. But yeah, nobody's shouting at each other. People are like, you know, trying to push their car in. But nobody's actually getting aggressive or anything. I think it's a Polish way. You don't get aggressive. You just act like, okay, I want to be first, you know? But you don't get aggressive about it. It's strange.
I think maybe this was a kind of extraordinary situation. Wszyscy byliście maybe. Na tym koncercie. Wszyscy wyszliście z koncertu totally happy. You saw Jared Leto. Może nawet, wiesz, dotknął koniuszka twojego palca. Więc wszyscy byli niezwykle szczęśliwi. I myślę, że to były takie pozytywne wibracje po prostu po koncercie. As I said, są takie sytuacje, kiedy naprawdę polscy kierowcy są wspaniali, cudowni i niezwykle uczynni, a są takie sytuacje, kiedy po prostu krew człowieka zalewa. Andy napisał po prostu, im droższe auto, tym trudniej obsługuje się w nim kierunkowskazy i my, posiadające tańszych aut, powinniśmy wreszcie to zrozumieć. Ja tu, ty Andy postawiłeś kropkę, a ja postawię trzy kropeczki. Punkt, punkt, punkt.
Do you know what I believe, and I saw this the other day on a traffic car. I was driving past and I saw this traffic car and somebody had put stickers on this traffic car, like round stickers of a man's genitals. Yes?
Tak jest, znamy to. Karny... Karnyka.
I think we should start selling Radio Gdańsk stickers of basically a man's genitals so that if you see a bad driver or somebody who's parked really badly, you just slap a big sticker on their windscreen.
Tak, była taka akcja społeczna bardziej, bo przecież każdy z nas codziennie spotyka kierowcę, który źle zaparkował. O, jeszcze mam jeden syn. You know, like, you have like two places to park and you park just in the middle. I zajmujesz dzięki temu dwa miejsca, no bo przecież pany mogą.
Aha, but actually a big thing in Poland I've noticed as well is that you guys tend to park where you just drive straight into the space. Whereas in the UK, we're never taught this way. During our lessons, we're always taught to reverse park. You reverse park into a space, but in Poland, everybody just pulls straight in and then their cars are a little bit crooked.
Tak.
So, you know, the next car can't park properly and this is a problem. I had a woman in Galeria Bałtycka the other day. I parked the car, she came out as I was getting out of the car, and she starts having a go at me, like, how am I supposed to get in here? And I was like, look, lady, you're the one that's actually parked on the white line. I'm in the right. Yeah, and I moved the car, actually. I was being
to,
nice.
To, o czym mówisz, bardzo często zdarza się właśnie w różnych galeriach, też się rzeczywiście z tym spotykam. A Marta napisała, I passed my driving tests in England 7 years ago, and my instructor told me to let bus first.
Yeah. I disagree with your driving instructor. We hate buses. Drivers hate buses and cyclists in the UK.
Cyclists, ale z cyklistami trzeba bardzo uważać. I teraz jeszcze z hulajnogami.
If you can't afford a car, just walk. Just walk.
It's not so easy.
I disagree. Cyclists who want to ride on the road, some of them. Oh, they deserve to be here, I think. Like.
Jakie grzechy? Grzechy kierowców, nie tylko polskich. Możecie też oczywiście mówić o innych narodowościach, szczególnie o Brytyjczykach.
We'll be right back.
song is title is The Bomb, and sometimes you have a feeling that you would like to, you know, put down the bomb na niektórych kierowców.
Sometimes you're on the verge of just exploding yourself.
Tak jest, ale Piotr ma radę taką, która I like
this advice. Fantastic idea.
Tak, Piotr, jesteśmy za. Trzeba kupić czołg i na miasto.
Do you want to go half someone? We can go half, 50-50.
Dobra.
You have it Monday, Thursday, Friday, and I have it the other days.
I jedziemy na obwodnicę.
It's fantastic. Yeah. Ah. Can you imagine? We'd be like the kings.
Greeks. We waited at the bus stop for 3 hours for the bus. He came with a delay of 3 hours because the driver met a colleague on the way and he had to talk to him about all life stories. Oczywiście. After driving one stop, the driver took out a small table and made a tea. We were laughing with tears. No, ale proszę, najważniejsze, że na końcu laughing with tears.
Let's be honest, this is kind of why the country went a little bit bankrupt. Don't expect him to do much in the work-wise. But actually, plenty of you are giving me the education needed in Poland on what to do when I approach a bus.
See?
Thank you very much. Even to the point where you're giving me the law articles of how to approach a bus. Very good to know. I will keep this in mind. But still, I normally go for the English style and like, yeah, the bus stays there, you know?
Ale widzę tutaj głosy poparcia od naszych słuchaczy w kwestii kierunkowskazów. Widzę, że macie te same spostrzeżenia. No jest to niestety nagminne. Ale my story, last year we were driving through Sicily.
Okay.
To była podróż samochodem przez Sycylię. Ludzie, wyobraźcie sobie, how stressful that was. Ale powiem, it lasted for 2 weeks. It was like a 2 weeks drive.
Yep.
Podróż taka samochodem przez Sycylię. Polecam. Fantastyczne, przepiękne miejsce. Ale trzeba uzbroić się w taki czołg w głowie właśnie. I po kilku dniach you get used to the traffic.
The hustle and bustle, I guess. Yeah.
Do tych obyczajów, aczkolwiek tak zwana obwodnica Palermo. Wow! To yes. Jest stan umysłu.
However, I was in Tuscany last year and honestly, I love it. I love this kind of stuff because, you know...
I love this kind of stuff.
As a man, men always think they are the best drivers. And as a man, you get to show off your skills. Oh, yes, there's a motorbike over there coming at me this direction. There's another car over here coming at me in a different direction. What should I do? Should I go this way, this way? Should I speed up? Should I slow down? And men have to think about this a lot, you know? It's like a chance to show off our best driving skills, you know? So we can go through tiny gaps.
But I think in Italy czasami możesz sobie obwiązać oczy i jechać. To tak nie ma znaczenia, czy znasz zasady, czy nie znasz. I tak cię obtrąbią, i tak cię zarysują, jeszcze cię... wyzywają, ale na końcu i tak się pogodzicie.
But then you actually go around Italy and you see the amount of cars with scrapes all along the side of their car and dents.
Tak.
And I'm like, oh no, I'm in a rental car. Please don't hurt me, you know? Honestly, I love this. I think the roads would work a lot much better if we didn't have any rules. If we took away all the traffic lights, all the road signs. Honestly, like if you look at some of these countries, even Greece, for example, yeah, they don't have so many rules and regulations. I think the UK is over the top with safety rules and regulations on the road. And this is why everybody drives so slowly and so... It's just crazy. There's always traffic jams. I think if you took away all of the roadworks, all of the road signs and the traffic lights, let's see what would happen just for a day. Let's experiment.
Do you really want this?
I do, yeah. I want to experiment. I want to see what happens.
W poprzedniej godzinie Chris powiedział, że chce kandydować na prezydenta. So maybe you should go for a prime minister. Ah, you have a new prime minister.
Yeah, yeah. I think I've got, one more year in Poland so I can get my citizenship here. And then I
was thinking like you would be the next prime minister in the UK.
No. That country's already gone. It's gone. It's a disaster.
63060606. I would walk 500
yes.
Miles.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk,
Well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets strong next to you. And if I heaver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heavering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. When I'm working, yes I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. When the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well I know I'm gonna be the man who's going over you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be a man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And
when I come home,
yes I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home.
Normally, we go to the concert. Krzyś was yesterday at 30 Seconds to Mars. I was attending Rammstein concert. But we really love this song, The Proclaimers. I would walk 500 miles.
500? Not 5,000?
No.
Not five?
Not
Are
five.
You sure?
No.
Yes. And actually, please help me, listeners out there. I need, if I'm going to be called, what? Krzysz?
Krzysz.
If I'm called Krzysz, we need a little nickname for you, I think.
Dla mnie, ja już pamiętam, że jestem Hermenegilda.
Gilda.
Yeah? Hermenegilda.
I can't pronounce that.
Za trudne.
Hermenegilda. Maybe Dobra. It's Gilda.
No, Gilda nie.
Can we not shorten Evelina to Ev?
You can.
Good morning, Gdansk. It's Chris and Ev. No, Shish and Ev. No, it doesn't sound right.
Yeah, don't you? Krzysz
I Ziew. If you have a cool nickname for Evelina, please let me know, because I need one. I'm getting bored of Evelina. Sorry, I'm bored of your name. Let's mix it up a little bit.
603-06-06-06 w razie czego, ale ja jeszcze wrócę do rzeczy, które dzieją się na wyspach. Boris Johnson is the new one.
He is indeed.
The new person in charge. Theresa May is off.
Theresa May is gone. She is out of there. Boris Johnson is the new one. How did he get there? We will never know. How did Donald Trump get there? We will never know. Just pure miracles, I think.
But the start was pretty cool. He broke the protocol at the first on the first day. He met, of course, with the Queen, and she told him that I don't know who would like to get this job or who would like to do this kind of job.
Ah.
Yeah. Supposedly she told him this way, and he repeated this.
Okay.
Which is banned. Czego nie robić nie można. Nie można powtarzać to z wyimków z prywatnych rozmów z królową.
But let's be honest, who would want the job of being the president of a country? Because, let's be honest, it's just a lot of hard work. Look at Theresa May 4 years ago. She looked young, she looked lively and full of energy. Look at a picture of her now.
Yeah,
she looks
exactly.
like she's just gained like 20, 30 years.
To prawda, to
I
prawda.
Don't know why you'd want to go through all of that stress. Why? Why would you?
Ponieważ czujesz w sobie misję i chcesz, by twój kraj działo się w nim jak najlepiej. To jest taka trochę rzecz ponad pieniędzmi, ponad stanowiskami, you know, it's probably just, you know.
I think we should just go back to the days where there's a king and a queen and that's it.
You have this times, Maciej.
Yeah, I know,
UK,
but you know, like the king and the queen, like, she doesn't really do a lot, let's be honest.
But she's there.
She is there, but... I don't know
ma
really
nad wszystkim pieczę.
But yes, Boris Johnson is the new Prime Minister of the UK. And of course, he is already mixing things up. He's mixed up a lot of things already. He's, of course, fired plenty of people. He's already kind of structured his house of who
but
he wants to be working with.
Still didn't visit the hairdresser.
Not yet.
Ciągle
not yet.
Tam jeszcze jego noga. Nie
pretty
postanęło.
Sure him and Donald Trump visit the same hairdresser.
Oni właśnie, no niesamowite so. Podobieństwo, prawda?
Crazy, crazy. But Brexit is due to happen on the 31st of October if it happens. If it isn't delayed once again, who knows? Who knows?
No, on jest bardzo zdeterminowany, przeprowadzić Brexit.
But then, let's be honest, if there is a hard... I don't know all the... pros and cons of this, but if there's a hard Brexit or a no-deal Brexit...
Yeah, he is for this.
Yes,
mówi,
he
że
is.
Jeżeli się nie dogada, to będzie hard Brexit.
However, the businesses, I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't know what's going to happen with the businesses because we do a lot of logistic businesses outside of the country, import, export. Who knows?
But will you still be Krzyś Farman or will you go back to the UK
honestly,
and be again like a Christopher Farman?
Honestly, I will tell you one thing. I actually have no aim
what?
To go back to the UK.
Właśnie.
No aim. It's just not so amazing.
He will stay here forever.
Plenty of Polish people go to the UK and I speak to them. I'm like, but why? Why? Why do you do this? Poland is a very nice place, let's be honest. It's a great place. You have loads of opportunities. And it's the fact that you have loads of things to do everywhere you go. It's absolutely amazing.
Krzysztof is already Polish.
I kind of am. Yes, indeed.
Now people switch to DAB.
Yes.
Please. W razie czego link na naszej stronie radiogdańsk.pl. Wracamy po wiadomościach.
say you love me. It's understood. Don't say you're happy.